Former FBI Director James Comey has been testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, his first public statement since President Trump fired him on May 9th, as he was leading the FBI investigation into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie has been listening. And Greg, the biggest question going in today, I feel, was did President Trump try to impede the investigation, particularly in that private White House dinner with Comey? So what did we hear today?
Well, Comey gave this 7-page prepared testimony yesterday, and then the questioning has focused on that quite extensively, almost entirely. Comey talked about several things that came up. One was this dinner he had with Trump just a week into office, January 27th, where the president asked for loyalty, and Comey said, I told him I would give him honesty, and the president said honest loyalty. But this sort of represented this awkward relationship they had right from the beginning, and this sense that Trump was not going to respect the norm of independence from the FBI director.
Well, most important, Comey says that the president asked him to back off the investigation of Michael Flynn, the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who had not revealed his connections to the Russians. And Comey says that Trump said he'd hoped he'd back off that. And then Senator James Risch of Idaho hammered down on how maybe hoping for something isn't in order. Here's Comey's response.
I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the president of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
Greg, people are looking for the smoking gun to obstruction of justice. Is that it?
Well, that is certainly the focus of the conversation, but Comey himself was asked that, and he said it's not for me to say. And this is something he said would have to play out through the legal channels and the multiple investigations. He did say it was very disturbing. This is why he took copious notes. I mean, it was strange right from the get-go. This happened on February 14th at an Oval Office meeting, a counterterrorism briefing. Other senior officials, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, were asked to leave, and it was just Trump and Comey one-on-one. So Comey's antenna immediately went up. This is very strange. He thought something big was about to happen. He was absolutely paying rapt attention. And he went back and discussed this with his senior staff at the FBI, and they held on to it but didn't make it public.
Well, he was asked why he took notes of the meetings, and he said, first of all, the nature of the conversation was so serious, then this.
And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Well, and Senator Dianne Feinstein asked him later, instead of documenting, why didn't he stop the president and say, you know, these conversations are inappropriate? And here's Comey's response to that.
It's a great question. Maybe if I were stronger, I would have. I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words. And look, I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
This is the tweet that President Trump then sent out sort of as a threat to James Comey, saying, I may have tapes or maybe tapes of our conversations. Look, there was pushback as well, Greg Myrie, on him. I'm thinking of Marco Rubio saying, what really came out of this?
Right. And others, other senators followed up and said, well, he asked you here on February 14th, did he ever follow up? I mean, it's not that the president is shy about asking for something. So Comey said, no, it didn't come up again. And he didn't know the reason for that. Again, very disturbed at the time that it happened. He took these notes, shared it with his staff, but it didn't come up again from the White House or from the president.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., has been tweeting today to the notion that you wouldn't really understand what his father, the president, was saying to you, which is what James Comey seems to be saying. I'm not sure what I was hearing. He said, my father is never, ambiguous. If he tells you to do something, you'd know. But how about President Trump? Have we heard from him?
We haven't. We understand that he's watching the testimony and with his outside lawyer, but he has not spoken. They did release a brief statement yesterday saying that it proved Trump's statement that Comey told him three times he was not under investigation. Comey repeated that today at his testimony.
Okay, big day. Entertainment Weekly, by the way, is tweeting out all the celebrities that are paying attention to the hearings today, but NPR will be all day. We'll be having continuous coverage. Greg Myrie, NPR National Security Correspondent, will check back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you.